A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ted Knapsack for another edition of Star Wars Rank. Me and a guest, ranking things in Star Wars. And my guest, I am happy to have Joseph Scrimshaw here today. Joseph, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be a guest.
I was going to go on. Off. Yeah, I was going to go off on a little tangent. You had said something that was so insightful and about ranking and in an episode, a main show a couple weeks ago. And the caveat was like, look, Star Wars Ranked is a fun show ranking. It's, and we don't put a lot of power into our ranks. And I've been up at night going, God, I almost hate that word now. But then I thought this, you know what? We're going to reclaim ranking as a fun chore and activity.
Yeah, I think that's great because that is totally my thing. Is I feel like all of the rankings sort of in my life experience grew out of the playground, the bar, mm-hmm. wherever you're hanging out with your pals and going, you know, what are your top five Jedi? And it's a fun exchange. And, you know, the kind of ranking that bothers me is when it's got to that point of like there's no subjectivity to it. There's no exchange. It's here's the official correct list of which ones are good. And you have never done that. This has always been just a little parade of joy of getting back to the playground, the bar, the two places where apparently all formative experiences happen for you and I, Ken,
right.
Where we just get to say, these are the ones I like. Which ones do you like? cool. And it's not like, and now at the end, we'll determine which one's true. It's just sharing what we love.
There's no point system. No one's judging it. I'm actually excited. We haven't done rank for a little bit. And you talk about a parade of joy. That's a great term. Star Wars parade of joy. Tony Thatcher and I, when we hit that Patreon goal and it was time to do new music for Star Wars Ranked and the great Tony Thaxton of Motion City Soundtrack and all of the great podcast stuff he does. I said I want it to be like Augie's band at the end, the Gungan band, man, and little Ewok parade, and that's the music you all hear. Little Gungans on the front, little Ewoks there in the back, and because parade of joy. That's it, sir. You've created a good T-shirt.
I am happy to be doing this this parade with you and Augie's great municipal band.
Yes, and a lot of joy here today. This one's going to be an interesting one. We've been ranking the figures. We started a while ago with the Power of the Force 2 line, which was a specific kind of episode. It was like, remember those? Let's look back. The 1995 line that kind of changed the game, reignited a lot of people's love from Star Wars, helped kind of usher in the special edition and even the prequel era. And it was a fun rank. And you and I have just decided to keep going. A lot of that is to the great website, JediBusiness.com. That's where we go to look at the lines. It's a great resource. We don't know them. We're not associated with them. Some people have tweeted. And hey, if you want to keep tagging them in tweets, we really love their website. It's a fun thing, Joseph. It's like a virtual aisle of figures in the toy stores of your mind.
It really is. It's a great resource for just looking back fondly on the lines that I knew well and for discovering the lines that I didn't know well. And for me, with my bad action figure habit, it's a great shopping resource. If I'm like, I really want a Dooku figure. Which one do I want to hunt down? They've got all this great interactive, ability to just search Dookus.
Search Dookus. That's what we want. We want to search Dookus. That's great. Wonderful. Anyway, so Jedi Business, great site. We are looking at it, referring to it. They always have great little fun descriptions to the figures. So cheers to the Jedi Business folks who put this all together. Again, we don't know them, but we'd love to, I guess you could say. Let's just talk figures. Star Wars figures are key to our Star Wars love and hearts. And this line, we are reviewing today, the Last Jedi toy line. And Joseph, this one's got a I might even get emotional for you and me and a lot of people. This is an interesting line to discuss, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Again, highlighting subjectivity. I am speaking for myself. Maybe some fans are like, no, what are you talking about? And maybe other people agree. But for me, going from my perspective is grew up with the original trilogy in the Kenner line. This line is so special to me for a couple reasons, but mainly just it is, in some ways, a celebration of the basics. These action figures are very detailed, I think, in great molds of faces, but they're only the 5 points of articulation, and they just don't have any. The way I'm trying to say it is, they are nostalgia in a way.
Yeah,
they're definitely moving forward. But this line was kind of like Force Awakens came out and it was like, oh, great. It's back to action figures in support of a movie. But they came with all like the weird cannons and like weird devices that are not at all from any of the films, and the build a thing with like Han Solo's got an arm of a thing that's not from a movie. And, and the line was really mixed and weird. It was hard to get the main characters. There were a couple of great weirdos, which is a wonderful Star Wars tradition, but some of the weirdos like Constable Zuvio, famously not even in the film. They didn't even make a Luke even after the movie came out. And then finally, here comes this Last Jedi line. And for me, it was successful Star Wars. It was the new or the old made new again. This line is just so beautiful and clean and clear. They invented that Force Link tech as their kind of fun, gimmick or fun extra bit of interaction. So it's not just a piece of molded plastic, but that meant there's no junk with them. It's all in-universe accessories and fun ones like mouse droids and porgs. They did a full slate of vehicles and a playset even. It had almost every main character with the glaring exception of Holdo. So it was just, to me, and I know times change, so in a way this was like this line is sort of saying goodbye to the past. To me, this is the way a line should be.
destroy the past, accept the figures. I am looking at many of them on that cork board that I talk about often of my, in my office here, my studio. I have a lot of them up on the wall, and the packaging stands out. That Last Jedi red over white, like it all kind of works, and it's its own. It's, even though it's brand new and it's not the old Kenner, you know, which definitely you see that on an aisle and a Target nowadays, you stop and go, I'm seven again. It was totally different, but you're so right. It just felt like the old days, other than, yeah, being a little small. You know, we know the glory days of, say, the Return of the Jedi line in 83, you know, figure. Maybe, you know, we'll probably never get to that again, unfortunately, but this had all of it there. So I'm right there with you on this fun ride.
Yeah, yeah. Like, in my ideal world, this would have been a smash, and I understand many reasons it's not. It's not for everyone, all those things. But, like, yeah, in my ideal world, the next line would be like, all right, there's Holdo. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, the Lene caretaker. Here's, you know, Dabusuke and a bunch of other weirdos from Canto Bite. And that would have really continued. But I was really happy for just this basic, straightforward, really clean, to me, really beautiful figures. And most of the main characters.
Most of the main characters, indeed. Yeah, the Holdo one. Glaring indeed. But who knows? Maybe down the line, we'll get an addition. There's always... That's what Leia said about hope. You always hope for more figures. All right, so we are going to start ranking 5-1. We'll throw in some honorable mentions at the number one spot a little bit before it, as you all know here in Star Wars Rank, but maybe some newer listeners finding us through, say, The Mandalorian or some of our deeper dives into Luke and The Mandalorian, which seem to inspire some opinions and some ears coming our way. So welcome to Star Wars Ranked. Here's how it goes. And Joseph, we're going to begin with your number five.
My number five is Princess General Leia Organa, or as the actual figure is labeled, Princess Leia Organa, and then in parentheses, General, because she's both. I love this figure partially just because it exists. We didn't get a normal 3 3/4 General Leia in Force Awakens, which also felt like the Force Awakens line, which also felt like a glaring omission to me as a 3 3/4 guy. But this particular figure is just really great. It's partially, I think, that her outfit in Last Jedi to me is great because it perfectly rides the line between all of the great identities that Leia has. It speaks to General because it's, you know, dark and it's, you know, bare and businesslike, but it is still princess because it is still a little bit of a gown, so it still has something regal to it. There is definitely kind of a flowing Jedi robe thing that speaks to that heritage. It is darker, which speaks to her being in mourning for Han and in the dire situation of the galaxy. So it's a great Leia costume to capture everything that Leia is. And then the figure itself captures that. She's got a great Leia, classic Leia blaster, and it looks like Carrie Fisher. This action figure to me looks like it might be about to say something extremely wise or crack a really caustic joke.
It really does. Great close-up shot here on Jedi Business too. Yeah, it's got that Carrie Fisher on a press line look.
Yeah, and one of the things about this line that is might be a criticism for some people, but is fun for me, is especially when they were on the pegs and you could look in the store, is the figures are posed ever so slightly differently in different packages. And I have two copies of this action figure, and one of them, Leia's head is just slightly turned, and she looks like a poster that says hope on it. It's just the perfect, like, I'm kind of staring off into the distance.
That's the one I have. I have one copy, and I'm looking at it across the room, and you're right. It's like she's wryly looking off to the side and saying, believe.
Exactly. So that is my number five, just a great little plastic keepsake of the character of Leia Organa.
Love it. Great choice. Great way to launch this list. As I've been mentioning, I have it. And one of the reasons I have it is yeah, Leia fan. And it helped kind of complete my row of Leia figures, going from the teenage version, the Rebels release figure they did, all the way up to New Hope, Hoth. I still need that Return of the Jedi version. I need a 3 3/4 to finish the line, but she's at the end. And so I definitely want it for that. But this it's Leia on crate, and I love the eyes of Leia on crate. It's one of my favorite little moments. It's a split second shot that just means the world to me. And you're right. This figure comes a little detachable robe, and even though Leia had the robe on during the fight scene, it reminds me of like Leia grabbing a blaster on Hoth, but she still got it. you know, she still knows how to do it. And I love that shot on Krait where she's firing the blaster at, you know, Finn and Rose, it turns out, but good stuff. So I love this figure. Glad you chose it to launch what we got going on.
Yeah. It looks like she is really ready to stun Poe Dameron. Yeah. So I like that as well.
Yes. Blaster. From your number five, we'll go into my number five, and we are going to, you and I were talking off air. I do have a lot of this line. I have a lot displayed. I have a lot in a little plastic tote out in the storage shed, but I think I just subconsciously chose figures today that I don't have, which is part of what we do here. And when we rank the figures, we just look at the line and just what jumps out to us. Some things we might have and have special meaning when we have those figures in our hands, and other ones you look at and go, I just never got it or couldn't get it, couldn't find it, but man, I love it. And I'm going to start off that my list with that. Number five, it's comes with the A-Wing. It was, I think, originally listed as A-Wing Pilot, which was unfortunate because it's Tally Lintra, my number five. It's no secret. Look, I got to tell you, I have a little space crush on Tally Lintra. Hermione Corfield portrays her. And look, I can't deny that. But I also love what Tally represents. This farmer's daughter from Pip-Pip 3 who joins the Resistance when she could have stayed home. It's a classic Star Wars story. And she sacrifices her life for the cause. And gone too soon, gone in a moment, gone in an instant, the last smirk of Tally Lintra indeed. And so I just love that this figure is in figure form, or this character is in figure form, I should say. And that A-Wing, who doesn't love a good A-Wing? And we all celebrate. Remember, we saw A-Wings are back. A-Wings are back. And we, that was one of the first little blips we got as the movie started to show up. You could call it a spoiler, but it was like, hey, there's going to be a A-Wing pilot. Her name's Tally Lintra. She's leading the Resistance bomber squad, and that kind of information came out before the movie came out. And so she was one of those figures, like, or characters again, that you just were ready for. And a lot of people enjoy Tally Lintra, and that's what I love about the Star Wars figures. We talk about it often, Joseph, but it's just like you see them on screen and now you get to take them home with you. That's what they're for. The big, the small, the minor, the side characters, the heroes, they're all there, or at least we hope so. And Tally Lintra, for me, a hero of the Resistance, is there, and I love it.
Yeah, Tally is one of those characters that has a small amount of screen time, but because of her actions, because of the charisma of the actor, that just launches your imagination. And this is, to me, what is the best about Star Wars action figures is, you know, you can buy this A-Wing with this Tally, and you can go and have those adventures, because when you watch Last Jedi, you're like, I wanted more Tally. Like, and with this action figure, now you can go on your own, you know, adventures in a zipping, flying around A-Wing. And I'm so glad that it isn't just random fighter, and it is Tally in that comes with the A-Wing.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to, find a Target bargain bin one day that has that A-Wing in it. Or I think that's called eBay. I think that's what they call it. belongs in my collection. It does. All right, that's my number five. The list has begun. We are now up to your number four.
Yeah, so you were talking about having a lot of these figures. I don't think I have ever, except for maybe like the very beginning of The Power of the Force, had the dream that we were all sold by commercials and capitalism when we were kids of collect them all, be the first on your block so you can run down to Todd's house and go, ha ha, I have them all, and you don't. But that, you know, is instilled deep, that desire to have them all. This line, because I loved it so much and because it is so small, this is the might be the closest I am to having them all of any Star Wars line. But my next pick is one that I do not have, but I think you need to make some moves. My number four is Poe Dameron with Ski Speeder. Also comes in a different group pack, but Poe Dameron with Ski Speeder. This is about both the actual outfit from the film and about the quality of the action figure as well. This is perhaps my favorite Poe Dameron outfit. I mean, I love his Indiana Jones, I'm going on an adventure in Rise of Skywalker, but this is just, the film does a little bit of work to connect Han in Poe in spirit. Of Poe is a very different person. He's very committed to the Resistance when we meet him, but he's got a little bit of that, you know, I can fix everything with my skill and my charm and my hubris that that Han Solo does. And, you know, by Holdo and Leia kind of talking about him as a flyboy, he's explicitly connected to that. So it's super cool to see him in Han Solo wear, you know, this classic, great kind of leathery jacket with this big, loud and proud, you know, Rebel Resistance insignia on his shoulder. I just love it. I look at this action figure and I see him sliding back into safety on crate, back into the trench. And the figure itself is just, again, I know 5 points of articulation is not for everyone, but it's got great little wrinkles in the jacket and the pants, which are the kind of details I used to like to study as a kid. And this is one of the biggest things. We've talked about this before, but Oscar Isaac is a very aesthetically beautiful human being.
That he is.
And it almost feels like plastic molds feel like they don't have the right to capture that much beauty, and they just can't do it usually. And as Poe Dameron action figures go, this one's pretty good.
It's a great sculpt. The close-up shot here at Jedi Business is really good, because there's another one that we can talk about, but where it looks more like my old boss, who also was a good-looking guy, but not Oscar Isaac. this is really good. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's got that nice Devil May Care swoop to his hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his eyes care. His cheeks are strong.
yeah, his cheeks are strong. That's all there. Yeah, I love what you're saying here about 5 points of articulation maybe doesn't work for everyone. I don't always have the time to pose them. I barely take them out of the packages these days. But I get it. But the jacket, it's flowing. The headgear is kind of on in a haphazard way. It reminds me of that sequence so well, which is what these figures should do. So. Good call on this. Poe in a good jacket. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. And I do, I mean, there's a part of me that wishes he was single carded so I could have just grabbed him back in the day, which I would have in a second. But I kind of liked how classic it was that there were all sorts of vehicles, even a big playset. And I kind of liked that he actually did come with his ski speeder.
Yeah. And ski speeder's still, it's one of my favorite designs in Star Wars overall. It just makes a lot of sense for the planet, for the history, for the scene, for what they're up against. It's just a good representation of the Resistance in that moment, and great humor with him kicking out that pen and all that stuff. So yeah, I have a place in my heart for the ski speeders. So
yeah. Yeah. So maybe I'll buy that and see if they have the green toggle to release the mono ski.
There you go. So that is your number four. We're up to my number four. And this is, again, another one I don't own, but I own the spiritual father of this figure, and that's probably why I picked it. This is the First Order Gunner. It's part of the Battle on Crate 4-pack. We love our 2-packs, 4-packs, and beyond packs here, but this is the First Order Gunner. Doesn't get more simple than that. All black jumpsuit and into the weirdest helmet, I think, in Star Wars.
Absolutely. Like it.
Yeah, it's reminiscent, of course, of the Death Star Gunner, and I had that Kenner figure, one of the last in the original Kenner line at around 85. I think that's the last one I actually purchased and still have it. It's a good, solid figure. So obviously people like Ryan and production and concept artists and everything probably thought about that too. And hey, this makes sense, but it's, you know, and there's Force Awakens, there's versions of it, Rise of Skywalker. But this one, it's just, I mean, it kind of looks like this First Order Gunner just stepped out of the black gates of Mordor. It kind of looks like a Monty Python Black Knight character. Like it's out there. That helmet is out there for a simple jumpsuit and a little blaster and some good spit shine boots. And it's just got the weirdest Star Wars helmet. And I think for that reason, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. This design of this character is really like, did you think the Death Star Gunner helmet was weird? Well, hold my jet juice, guy. My helmet's going to get even weirder. It almost looks comical. Like, are you sure you have that on right? But it's right on that line of almost a little comical, but so kind of actually scary and cool, this weird line that I think Star Wars can ride. And I do have this 4-pack. I love it. And the 4-pack, you know, when they first put it out, when they announced that it was going to be a 4-pack Battle of Crate, I was really hoping for Force Projection, Jedi Master Luke Skywalker on Crate. But, you know, I didn't get that in this 3 3/4 line, but the Death Star Gunner. what a great weirdo. What a great opportunity to make a weird figure and put him in a four pack.
I love that you got you know, our Star Wars weirdos, something we love, and it's generally, you know, reserved for a crazy character in the corner of a casino or a bar. This one's on a Star Destroyer, and he's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's true that the standards for what is a weirdo in Star Wars have slipped since they're not making as many of the smaller characters. But it's like in this era, in this kind of line, a much smaller character. It is great to see it actually exist.
And it exists. It's real. Joseph has it. I don't. And I am jealous. All right. That is my number four, which means we're up to your number three.
Yeah. So my number three is, this is going to be a shocker, a two pack. this one is they put out the Force Links, which are the little things that you can wear on your wrist that make the figures talk. I have not actually, with all of my love of figures, I've never actually gotten around to making all that work. But I did buy this Force Link 2-pack specifically just to get access to these two action figures who are also happily staring at me. And they are a Praetorian Guard and an Executioner Stormtrooper. Great 2-pack. The Executioner Stormtrooper is, I like the Executioner Stormtrooper. I like the backstory that this is not, you know, a trooper who the only thing they ever do is, well, when somebody's head needs to be chopped off with a laser axe, but rather a rotation so that everybody, doesn't know from day to day, are we going to get the job? Am I going to be the one, you know, on staff in this different armor for the day that an execution needs to happen? I like that story. I like, as things go, like, you know, there's the tradition of a new trooper for every new Star Wars thing. There's something I like about it that it's pretty standard armor with just this different device and the slight, you know, the slightly different coloring with where the black is. There's something about it that's very traditional. I think it is that new and old that I like and makes it really ominous. And I just like the big laser axe. So I was really happy to have the Stormtrooper Executioner at all. And then the Praetorian Guards. Again, this is a thing back in the day that they would have made each one. They would have made a set with all of them. But you had to try to get the few that they made in different ways. This one's pretty great. The more common one is the 2-pack they made with Rey, which is one of their Praetorians that has a little bit more of the awning for rain above their helmet. And I wanted this Praetorian Guard that has the more flat helmet, which to me is like more weird and frightening because it's just that mysteriously totally blank face. And this one comes with both the whip and a sword thing.
You got to have the sword thing.
And the whip. You got to have the whip. The electric electro-bicento whip, I think.
This is actually my favorite Praetorian Guard design. I like that face mask, the helmet as well. It's like a knight meets a hockey goalie. The other one is an awning. I mean, they're all, I love the Praetorian Guards, as everyone knows, but this one's my favorite, so good choice there, yeah. So the Executioner Troopers, that's an interesting choice. I have come around to it. I love the explanation for it. I think this is a great example of, hey, Ryan puts it in the movie and then they kind of figure out how it really fits. And they kind of create this great story around what it means. That's a certain kind of torture to wake up and, I don't know, maybe the black pauldrons show up on your bed and you're like, God bless me today. I kill one of my squad mates. I mean, that's a psychological bit of torture there in the First Order. Not a good organization. So I do like what it represents. And I think I've never fully appreciated the Executioner Trooper maybe as much as you do, but in seeing it in figure form, it's weird when it comes off the shelf or it's in your hands and you kind of look at it, you get to kind of focus on it. You get to kind of look at the design, the colorings, the black mark on the side of the helmet. And you're like, oh, hey, yeah. That is some Star Wars fun. And that's, again, part of the magic of figures to me.
Yeah. Got the First Order insignia on the shoulder. It is great. Mm-hmm. I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like this executioner.
I was just going to say, here you are. You're a nice chap with a nice cocktail on the porch every night going, I just love the Executioner Trooper.
He's pretty great. And I'm just a sucker for 2-packs. So this had to go on my list. These two evil fellows.
It's two for the price of two, but it is, it's in one box. And that's what makes it so fun.
Exactly.
Those are your number three. We're up to my number three here on the list. And this is, I, again, don't own this one. I have the other version of this character. And I also noticed a really unfortunate typo on my list. So you probably saw it, didn't say a word. And God bless you, sir. Please welcome to my list, number three, Rose Tico. But this is the First Order Disguise Rose Tico, which also comes with BB-8 and BB-9E. I did unfortunately misspell it as Rose Taco, which now in my mind sounds like a rose taco, some kind of highfalutin taco at a wedding. So that's a different conversation, different podcast.
I think that's your cologne, Ken. Rose Taco.
Rose Taco. That would be great. So I do have, like many people have, the main Rose Tico figure, and that's in the kind of the maintenance jumpsuit. I bought it with pride and also bought one to support Kelly Marie Tran when everyone was like, buy the figures. And I did that because I really do love this character, and I love what she represents in this story and what Ryan had her there for. He says, kind of me, this nerd that never felt you're part of the big hero's adventure. And that's why the character was started out in the story. So to that end, I love that, you know, yeah, she's in a drab maintenance costume for a lot of the movie, right? That's the truth. But then she gets to go in disguise, which is a Star Wars tradition, to go in disguise, infiltrate somewhere. Usually it's the bad guy's spot. And I think she makes a striking, fierce, intimidating First Order or Imperial officer. I really do. I've always loved the look, the hair and everything. I think it's just fun. And Finn's got one too. And I love Finn in it too. There's a Finn figure with Phasma. But I've always been drawn to this Rose Tico one. Plus, you know, bonus coming with BB-9E and BB-8. That's pretty good too. But there's something about this figure, and because it represents a big part of Star Wars tradition, the incognito in disguise, I have to have this one in my collection one day.
Yeah. No, I am totally with you. I really like her main figure because being in that outfit, you know, is such a choice to say. You know, she doesn't have a cool uniform. She doesn't look regal. She doesn't look like a Jedi because she isn't any of those things. She is a hardworking citizen of the galaxy, and that's who can be heroes too. We can all be heroes. You know, that's mm-hmm. the message I get from that character, that figure. But you're also just so right that this is a part of kind of continuing the tradition of the old in this line of. That was so much fun. Anytime that you saw a character dress up, like change their outfit, it was just like, yes, mm-hmm. that means another figure. How many outfits will the characters have? Because there'll be more figures. And the grand tradition of dressing up is an Imperial or First Order officer being continued. And then you got this little element of the new, too, of they have not produced in up to that point, and I don't think they have since, in the 3 3/4 line. Just here's BB-8. He's on a card. So there was always that, like, who do you need to get BB-8? Like when the Force Awakens first came out, it was like, oh, you have to get the thugs, Garplot's thugs, in order to get BB-8. So this was not only you get this great Rose, you get BB-8, who is on the mission with her, and you get BB-9E, and none of it is random either. And that's just so great about this line. None of it is random. The characters have accessories that make sense, you know, so you can play this scene, you know, with this pack.
I guess I need this pack so I can open it up and play it. And in this pack too, talk about the pack, BB-8 is great, and I have a lot of little BB-8 suit. You're right, I think like Black Series Force Awakens, you had to get the Rey one at first, and you know who comes with BB-8. But I gotta tell you, the fact that there's a little BB-9E, I remember when they announced that character, he has a blip of a part in the movie, right? And for some, I don't know, maybe we all speculated that BB-9E was going to be one of the main villains chasing BB-8 for the entire movie.
He was Snoke, actually.
He was Snoke. So, but I've always, you could joke BB-9E for evil, and you can be cynical about that. I always liked it. And then to actually see the movie, he's got personality. He's got, dare I say, some sass. He's all like, what? Excuse me? No. And I've always just kind of liked BB-9E. And in Battlefront 2, when they added BB-9E and BB-8, like, I love playing BB-8. I'm not great rolling around as BB-8 or BB-9E, but BB-9E, there's a little more satisfaction because it happens that dark side, I guess, run around. So this is about Rose Tico on my list here. But hey, as a pack, it's quite a fun pack.
Yeah, BB-9E was one of those characters when they were announced. It's like, do we need, you know, BB-8 to have a counterpart? And then when I saw the way it worked in the movie of BB-8 being kind of like a really well-meaning, kind of lovable puppy of a droid who's going to do everything to help his friends. And then BB-9E was like, grow up. I'm going to show you how to be a real ball droid.
A ball droid, right. So that is my choice for number three, which means we're up to your number two.
Ooh, my number two is another thing to celebrate about this line. I've gone on quite a bit about how it has the vast majority of the main characters, but there are some characters in this line as well who are not from the movie. You got Jyn Erso, who's, you know, carrying over. And you have a couple of classic characters in different forms. And one of these classic characters is a figure, a character that we've seen many, many times. We've seen this era of this character's life in figures many, many times. But for some reason, this one just absolutely knocks it out of the park. And that is Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think, you know, this line had both an Obi-Wan Kenobi and a Yoda. I think that was just really kind of playing on the Last Jedi and this idea of the idea of the Jedi. Who were they? What mistakes did they made? What successes have they had? And that made sense to include these characters in this line. But this Obi-Wan is just amazing. I have two of these and I have still yet to open the second one because I'm waiting for a day special enough. I know. I've got some action figure related issues. It's a thing. But this one is just so great in the package. And then when you take it out, it is one of these rare figures that the arms are very posed. So if you don't want his elbows slightly bent, you're going to have some problems with this action figure. But they're slightly bent to hold the action figure in this very, very Alec Guinness pose. Yeah. Two hands on the blade right in front of you. And there's something just so perfectly Obi-Wan Kenobi about it. It is a pose, obviously, that Alec Guinness did, but it's so serene and yet willing to take action. It is so measured. It's like, I'm a Jedi and I don't lash out easily. I've made the strong choice to ignite this blade and stand between evil and whatever evil is trying to do. And then a great thing that Jedi Business, honestly, when I was reading the description, pointed out why it's so successful. Mm. His hood is wrinkled and slightly off-centered, which makes it look and feel much more realistic and true. And it's molded that way. And it's a great molding of this era of Obi-Wan, of Alec Guinness. But that hood molding is just, absolutely perfect. So this figure is a huge highlight for me.
I love Jedi Business. You know, this is what we talk about in the descriptions. Hasbro sculpted the figure nicely and the hood sits slightly off center off the top of the head, in parentheses. Nice! We're right there in the choice. I don't think I would have noticed that if you didn't point it out, but not noticed it in the way of it just seems so right that I just wouldn't question it there or not there. You know, it's just like, yeah, that's what it looks like and it feels good.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that perfect detail that is so perfect, you don't even see it. So, yeah, this one, I gotta find the right day to open my Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's on my coffee table. This Obi-Wan Kenobi is looking at me all the time.
Look, maybe we'll make that a live Force Center YouTube event. All right, just make a big thing out of it. Pour a drink. Sarah can make a Kenobi sunrise special or something. And then you could do that. That's a great choice. This list wouldn't be complete without a great Obi-Wan figure like that one. So
yeah,
good stuff. Your number two. My number two is going into the, you know, I had Tally. That's part of that great opening sequence of The Last Jedi. And again, I'll say it again, another figure I don't necessarily own. And it kind of came and went so fast for me that I didn't get a chance to get it in stores. And it was a character I was looking forward to, even though I kind of had a feeling what was going to happen. But it is, my number two is Paige Tico, Resistance Gunner. So I absolutely just love the character of Paige Tico. That's a short film to me, that whole sequence. It's one of my favorite sequences in Star Wars. It's definitely a face of a hero and the connection to Rose. We kind of knew going in, and I know we told the story before, but our mutual pal Joe Starr before Last Jedi came out. Joe, fortunately, is not as plugged into the Star Wars, big Star Wars fan, but not plugged into the Star Wars news as much as those who run podcasts. And I remember him tweeting out just a picture of Paige Tico, and was like, I'm so excited for this character. I just wanted to maybe brace yourself. I just have a feeling. And sure enough, she sacrifices her life for the cause, a cause that is both important, but also was something that Poe had to learn from. And I love the philosophy behind that. It's good and bad wrapped into one, and doesn't take Poe having to learn that lesson and Poe learning the painful lesson, which includes the deaths of people like Paige Tico, does not take away from the hero moment for me, Paige Tico. And this is a figure that is just, it's sculpted so wonderfully. It's detailed. The wrinkles in her flight suit, the kind of like the bulky aspect of her vest and like the little breathing, the control apparatus, and then the helmet, which, you know, she only has on for a brief moment in the movie when she yanks off the front of the helmet, and you get to kind of do that with the figure if you want. And that's detailed, and it's bold and vibrant, great face sculpt. I really love this Paige Tico character. We talk about taking small moments, smaller characters, and just immortalizing them in figure form. This is a great example and one of my favorites.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you said. I think the figure itself is great. I really like the detail in the figure that of the sort of the under helmet hat. It gives it, you know, that's part of what kind of shapes the character on screen. It's great to have it here in the action figure. We were all on the same page. Just, it was one of those things of no one thing, but just all these dots being connected in the, you know, little interviews, little tidbits coming out before of, you know, Rose really feels passionate about the resistance, and she's maybe going to say some things to Finn about it, and Paige is her sister, and a real hero who's going to do something cool in the beginning of the movie, and we were all just like, that's very, very sad that Paige is going to pass, but you know, it is absolutely going to happen. And I was already of that opinion when these figures came out. When they came out, I got really excited about getting them all. So I was like, of course I'm going to get Paige. I normally try to little watch carefully at Target, where I often buy them, of how the different people at Target handle the figures. Because some of them, I think, kind of know that, these are important and I should be gentle with this. Yeah. Other times it's no. And the person moved my Paige Tico figure like very quickly. And I think she bumped into like, I don't know, some butter or something. And so mine has just like this little dent in her plastic shield. And there's a part of me is like, I need to get a new Paige Tico. I was like, no, this is right.
This is right. Oh, that's a great story. Oh, the perils of figure collecting and buying, especially when you're like you and I and many others these days, you're buying butter, milk, food of any sort, and a figure.
And an action figure. But yeah, also just kudos to the way you described what her character means and how it intersects with Poe's choices. I think that's all really spot on and really well said.
Well, thank you. Force Center, well said indeed. I'll take it. I'll take the win today. We all could use a win. But yeah, Paige, love that character. Love that figure. And that is my number two. We are going to take a quick break here on Star Wars Ranked Reset. And on the other side, we got some runner-ups. And each of us will submit our number one choice for our favorite figure in The Last Jedi 3 3/4 line. Stick around here on Star Wars Ranked.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, 4Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, 4Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138.
Welcome back to Star Wars Rank. Me and Justice Grimshaw are taking a look at the Last Jedi figure line, the 3¾ line. It's been a fun line to go through. We are almost to our number one choices, but as always, here on Star Wars Ranked, there's some that almost made the list, and for reasons they didn't, but we still want to talk about them. It's kind of a cheat. Yeah, I understand that, but it allows us to talk about more of the figures we loved in this line. Joseph, what are some of your choices?
Yeah, so there, this isn't the biggest line ever, but there, this was still really, really hard. One of my runner-ups is Rey. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a two different Reys. There's just the kind of the straightforward in her new Last Jedi outfit, whatever robe she got on Octo. Mm-hmm. Looks great. You can get her on a single card. You can get her in a two-pack with the Elite Praetorian Guard, both of which I have. But the Rey that I'm going to pick, because it's just so weird, mm-hmm. is the Rey that comes with the Crate Battle 4-pack. It is the exact same action figure, except for her feet are slightly dusty white from the salt on Crate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's a great choice. Yeah, we definitely need some Rey on this list, and that's a great one there. I'm bringing it up here to look at the dust.
The dust on the feet. It's just so weird. And I look at that one and it is, you know, depending on the sculpt, maybe her eyes look a little meaner, at least on this sculpt. But yeah, it's just, this is what happens to you when you walk around on crates. So there, back in the day, there could have been a fin on crate specifically with these.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose he wouldn't have his jacket. He'd be, you know, the shirt. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's one of my runner-ups, Ray with white feet. Another one that I really needed to shout out is Chewy with Porg.
Yeah.
Chewy action figure is really great, really solid. A lot of great Chewy action figures. So this one is a super great Chewy. But this is one of the figures that just made me so happy about the whole line. Again, this is not Chewy with, you know, strange cannon that looks like, you know, it should be from Robotech. No offense to Robotech.
None taken, sir. None taken.
As this is Chewy with,
sorry, it's the official representation of Robotech. I say it's okay, sir. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But you know what I mean. Those cannons and things from Force Awakens and Rogue One, they're just not even the aesthetic of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And instead of that, we get the perfect accessory. We get Chewy with an actual little Porg. The Porgs were such a highlight of The Last Jedi. So it was great that it was included at all, and perfect that it was included with Chewie. So Chewie's got to go on my runner-up list. And on the card, great Chewie roar. Other runner-up for very similar reasons is Hux with Mouse Droid. This is a really solid Hux figure. I think it is better than the Force Awakens one. That jacket looks cool and crisp, the long jacket that you can take off. But I just love that he comes with a mouse droid, because I would imagine that Hux is just always yelling at a mouse droid to go give some report or some bit of information somewhere.
Yeah, or like withholding certain bits of information, which is something that kind of emerged out of the Rise of Skywalker thing of he loves to withhold information to act smart when he delivers it to his other officers or superiors. I love that little detail. So it absolutely would have to be with a mouse droid, right?
Absolutely. And again, with the actual design of the card, the simplicity of the card is part of it. And I love that his picture is just him holding his fist up. Just, it looks like trying to look tough.
Yeah. General Hux with Mouse Droid.
With Mouse Droid. In my final runner-up, trying to keep it a little bit shorter rather than listing every other figure, is that Finn and Captain Phasma 2-pack that you mentioned. The Finn is great there to get him in costume. But the Phasma, there wasn't a single card Phasma. So this is the way to get Phasma. And what is really cool is she's got the big blaster that you can kind of pose her with, that she's built to be posed with in that cool way. Her cape looks great, but she comes with the Quicksilver baton, the thing that she uses to fight Finn in the movie. And this is one of those times where the action figures mean a lot to me. Because of the video games too, because you play Phasma in Battlefront 2, you get to use that Quicksilver baton, and boy, did I like doing that. So Captain Phasma had to go on my runner-up list.
Ah, love it. Hey, and Phasma, I mean, come on, an all-time design for sure. And yeah, Finn in a hero moment for him, and kind of Finn in disguise is also part of that Star Wars tradition. So great choice. Great choice there, sir.
Yeah, so those are my runner-ups. How about you?
Well, what I have, again, smaller line, so it's easy to just go and. So I try to keep it simple here. I'll start with this one, Jyn Erso. They released a Jyn Erso. And I have this one. It's in storage, but it's the Jedha Jyn Erso. And I just love the character of Jyn. A lot of people do. And I love Jedha. I love a lot of that sequence. I love, you know, what goes on there and what it means to the story. And I just love that. Here is the next line, the next movie. And like you said, we got an Obi-Wan Kenobi. We've got, there's a Jedi Luke. There's all those kind of things from Return of the Jedi. So Jyn being released in this line, just kind of, even though it was just a year later, just quite frankly, a few months later, really, when you think about it, I love that she's part of the family. She's a Star Wars character that is out there. And when you get a figure of it, no matter the line, you're like, yeah, she belongs in there, just as, you know, Kenobi or some of the other figures from other movies belong there. So anyways, that's why it's kind of one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great one.
And from there I go to Canto Bight police officer. Talk about a little weirdos. You know, this is I gotta say it's both the perfect design and one of my, I want to say least favorite designs of the movie. It's just, it's the blue over the light blue over the darker blue. It looks like a police outfit. Like I'm there for it. It's so reminiscent of like the Bespin guards. And it's so also reminiscent of just, I don't know, like they belong in the Clone Wars cartoon. Like the design has always stood out to me in both good and bad ways. And so therefore I love it. I don't have it. It comes with the police speeder. So it's one of those figure sets, play sets I didn't get, but very detailed figure. You got the goggles. It's kind of the one that's chasing them when they're out in the fields there. A perp's got away guy. I just again, Star Wars weirdos, like you said, you got to have them. And I love highlighting the little side characters.
Yeah. I mean, great that this figure came with the police speeder. It would have been even cooler if this character was on a single card. Probably would have been a peg warmer, but that's what I love about this character is you talk about the new and the old. This is the 2017 answer to the cloud car pilot to me.
Yes, like, yes. Yes.
Strong cloud car pilot vibes, even with like pastels. Like, I wonder if that was a part of the design. Mm-hmm. That helmet is cool. The way it's got the sort of ridge stylized design to it. And so it's not just a generic helmet. And then the lower down on the thigh blaster holster. Pretty great. I almost would have liked to see more of these in the movie, but they're exactly like the cloud car pilot of like, you know, if I was still a kid, I could make up so many fun adventures for this weirdo, just like I did for my cloud car pilot.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, are there any Fathiers out there in any of the lines?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, we'll have to search for that. Maybe someone out there listening can help us. A lost opportunity if there isn't one, because I do love the design of the Fathiers a lot, and I think they're just really cute. I feel sorry for those folks, and I would have freed them too. We need one of those, and then you can pair it nicely with a Canto Bite police officer. Just trample them, I guess. I don't know. All right, my final runner-up, then we'll get to our number ones here. There's a lot of choices. There's Rey. I love the design of Rey all through this movie. I'm a fan of that. Finn, Poe, a lot of our heroes. But hey, the hero of heroes, I like Jedi Exile Luke Skywalker. This is Fission Luke. This is Green Milk Luke. This is Pointer Stick Luke. And we talk about different variations for figures. This is one that I would be sad if it wasn't there for me to have, you know?
Yeah, no. And I think that this figure becomes even better because you can take the hood off. I really like that they made this figure. I like everything that this figure symbolizes. The hood sits on his head a little weird, like he is constantly using the force to levitate it, or he is always looking at you at like a very strong wind. But it's got some great things to recommend it. It's got the glove. I believe that's meant to be the weather vane that he uses to fight with Rey. When you pop the hood off, great look.
Yeah. You and I love our old man Luke, and this is definitely old grouchy Luke in figure form.
This is leave me alone to do my fishing, Luke.
Gotta have that fish, gotta come with it too. All right, that is a runner up for me, and now we're gonna go to my number one. So Joseph can close the show with his number one. And well, there's some options. Thought long and hard on this, I will admit, and I went with the classic, the Kylo Ren, The Last Jedi figure. Now they did release a TIE silencer, which comes with Kylo Ren, and I do like that one a lot. Almost made my list. And basically, it's that Kylo Ren with TIE silencer. He doesn't have the cape or the cowl. He's just sitting there. He's got his lightsaber in his hand, and he's really upset. This is the one that's like staring at Luke going, did you come here to save me? And I love it. And he looks just so, it doesn't even necessarily look exactly like Adam Driver. The sculpt might be a little off, but he looks like a grouchy kid, an angry kid on like a Saturday morning cartoon, like the neighborhood bully that just really wants to be loved. So I do love that figure. But I did go with the other version as my number one choice. This is Kylo Ren, the villain figure. And the sculpt is, I actually think, a little bit better, a little bit more like Adam Driver, the scar, very prevalent, the eyebrows, the furrowed brow, the beautiful hair. And then you got the cape, the cowl, you got the blade as well. And look, I love Last Jedi. I still, if you ask me to rank the movies, I still might put it as my number two just because of the what it makes me think. what it makes me question and what, it, you know, the philosophy behind the movie. And because a lot of the stuff with Kylo Ren, I can't deny, just, I love what he goes through and I love what he and Rey experience together and go through together. And this movie just has just so many great moments. And so when I think of Last Jedi, I do think of a lot of the other characters, but I think of Kylo Ren and this figure. Again, it's the quote unquote villain figure, Snoke, all due respect to him, or Hux or BB-9E. But I just love this. This is, you know, I love collecting Vader figures in there. I also like collecting Kylo Ren figures for the same reason. It's not that I worship the bad guys. It's just I like what they represent to the story. I like what we're supposed to learn from them. And also, as we always say, sometimes with the Empire, the toys are just cooler. This is a cool figure, and I like it.
Yeah, this is a great Kylo Ren figure. I have it, of course, it's one of the main figures in the line, but you're really making me appreciate it. I think this figure captures what is so intriguing about Kylo. There is that angry scar up his face. He does look petulant, but he also looks vulnerable, you know, kind of stripped of all of the, in some ways, quote unquote, cool stuff. You know, there's not the helmet. You can take the cloak off and he is sort of thin and bare and vulnerable and like in the movie, wanting to be seen by Rey and wanting to have fight his way to having feeling like he has control over himself and over his destiny. And all of that is, to me, is in the figure. And one of my favorite things about Jedi Business's great breakdowns of the figures is they always talk about how well the figures stand, because that is a thing. Some figures stand better than others. And I love the way they phrased it on this particular figure. They say, "We've experienced no balancing issues while we took pictures of Kylo Ren." not technically that Kylo Ren himself is balanced, because we know he's not in this film.
That's great. That's great. Good stuff. So, Kylo, you may have not, you know, you wanted to be number one, but you are number one on my figure list, even if you didn't end up number one in your life. I don't know. Sorry. I'm just trying to make Kylo feel better. That's not right.
He turned things around.
I couldn't even finish the sentence. I was like, I don't want to give too much sympathy for Kylo. Ben, maybe. Kylo, no. All right. That is my number one. And it's time to close out our look here at the Last Jedi figure line with your number one.
Yeah. So my number one for the Last Jedi 3 3/4 5 points of articulation figure line is right on the edge of being one of my favorite action figures, period. My love of this character is kind of foundational to my character, like a ton of people out there. And no surprise, it is Luke Skywalker, Jedi Master. I have mentioned on the podcast before, when the announcement came that Disney had purchased Lucasfilm, and then it started to bubble up that they are making more movies, and it's really sounding like the big three are coming back. Long before I was doing podcasts or anything like that, or had as large of a community to discuss and share things, my first, just deep in my soul, Star Wars fan thought is, someday I'm going to walk around a corner in a store and there's going to be a new Luke Skywalker action figure hanging from the peg. That was totally, honestly, my first moment of excitement and kind of, I can't believe this is going to happen. Yeah. So I was waiting for that moment. And then it just, it just didn't come for The Force Awakens. I was like, I understand why they didn't put him out in the main line, but they're gonna put him out. Right. And then they just didn't. And then The Last Jedi was called The Last Jedi. It is clear from, you know, early trailers that this is really about, you know, the meeting of the great Jedi Master Luke Skywalker and understanding who he is now and where he has been. And I just so wanted that moment. I've mentioned before in Force Center, I know I've told you, Ken, I had this great experience back in the day in 1983, where at the time I lived in St. Cloud, Minnesota, about an hour drive outside of Minneapolis. St. Cloud at that time was not as built up, so there was not going to be, you know, big Return of the Jedi action figure displays. And usually every weekend we'd drive into Minneapolis. And one weekend I was driving in with my mom, but my brother, 3 years older than me, was not coming with. And I said to him, you know, they might have the new Return of the Jedi figures. And he's like, nah, they're not gonna. It's too early. And I was like, I'm gonna hold on to hope. And I think it was a Sears. Sure enough, I turned the corner and there was that Return of the Jedi in black with the cloth cloak, the green plastic lightsaber, Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker. And that's always been one of my like foundational memories of joy in Star Wars. If I held on to hope and I was rewarded, I turned the corner and there was Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker. And I was so lucky to basically have the new version of that old life experience. The Last Jedi figures came out, you know, they were immediately gobbled up by collectors on Force Friday. My wife and I were doing our just shopping at Target. And this was now a while later. And I was like, maybe they have restocked now. And, you know, and people haven't grabbed them up. Maybe it's been long enough. And I had a little bit of that old doubt and like, probably not though. Even if they do, it will probably just be a whole wall full of Hux. And with my wife right there beside me, I turned the corner and it was just like I was a kid again. There was Jedi Master Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just, my hand shot out. I picked it up and it's like the first one I grabbed, that's the one that I'm buying because I had a couple. My wife very kindly was like, I need to take pictures. So we had some fun pictures of this, and, you know, and didn't know exactly what the character was going to be. But I was so excited that it had this level of excitement. Certainly, as I'm saying this, there's obviously a huge amount of nostalgia to it, but there was also the excitement and the mystery of the new. Of I had this Luke Skywalker action figure in my hand, but didn't know exactly who he was going to be. And he's got a little hook on his belt for a lightsaber. But even as I picked him up, I was like, he can't have a lightsaber because that would give away what they're going to do with the film.
Yeah.
And that level of mystery and excitement made it more exciting to me. And he was one of the figures that I bought a second one. And right after I saw The Last Jedi, I opened that first one that I grabbed.
Yeah.
And he is right here next to me. He's right on my desk. He's right here next to me every time we record. Great cloth cloak. You take it off and he still looks great with those white kind of tannish dusty robes underneath. Great articulated metal hand. Great sculpt of the face that looks both wise and challenged. And I've said it before, he is this little reminder to me when I get kind of stressed of what Luke did in that film. Was he decided that he did need to take action. That was the right thing to do, but he could be creative about it and he could find the way to take action that was right for him. And this little figure helps remind me of both those wonderful old memories and the wonderful new lessons that I got from that movie.
Oh man, you get a Force Center. Well said. I know what this character means to you. I know what this figure means to you. And I consider this one of the best Star Wars figures of all time. It's still in package, but I'm staring at it at my wall right now. And yeah, it is everything you've said. And it's Jedi Master Luke. And I love what that outfit means. I love that, you know, the novel kind of explained a little bit more that he put it on every time he tried to go destroy the temple. It's kind of almost a ceremonial robe, and he just couldn't bring himself to do it. All those things that go into the story of Luke at that chapter of his life, the final chapter in this existence, this plane, I guess you'd say. It wouldn't be right if it wasn't your number one choice, and you delivered, sir, and Luke did as well.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on Ranked and letting me go wild with my love of this particular action figure, and I think what it means to a lot of fans, but also what it means to me. Thank you for having me here, Ken, to just lose my mind about Luke Skywalker.
Hey, all I do is shout down the hallway in the Force Center offices here and get you on. But no, this is couldn't think of a better way to celebrate this line. We appreciate all of you listening. Hey, if you've got one of these figures from this line, you want to share a picture, maybe in our Discord server that you've accessed through our Patreon page, or just on Twitter, do so. We'd love to see it. You can find us on Twitter at Force Center Pod. We are on Instagram, YouTube. I might even rebroadcast this one on YouTube as well. We've been doing that. I know a lot of you still want video, but for now, you get our voices gushing over these 3¾-inch figures. You can also support us by going to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter, getting a free audiobook on us. Maybe try Light of the Jedi, the first book in the High Republic series by Charles Soule. That's out there. You can also get merch at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. Podcasts available a lot of different spots, including Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and now Amazon Music. And you can support us directly. And we have a lot of new members. We're so happy to have you. You can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. That will get you access to our Discord, which has been a lot of fun over the last couple of years to help build out the community there. I woke up yesterday and I just had one of those organizational kicks and I just redesigned a lot of the Discord, broke out a lot of channels and categories, easier a way to discuss things, easier way to celebrate, but also if you want to discuss some spoilers in certain sections, it's all there. They've been teasing me in the Discord. If I just woke up and was like, organization, more like Kylo, but it's gone. And it includes our new chapter, our new category on Discord. I'm actually kind of excited about it. It's called the Discourse Chamber. And it's our kind of, you know, we love Star Wars. We celebrate every angle. But sometimes you might have a question. And Joseph does a great show here called Star Wars Counseling. That's kind of, its own thing in a way. This is kind of a place for our community to go and go, hey, with a fear aside to discuss this, I didn't like this thing. What do y'all think about that? And maybe it's a place to work through it or discuss. Just kind of feel free to look at Star Wars from all angles. And that, I think, even helps your fandom grow. It helps your joy of Star Wars grow. And we're going to give that a go here inside our Discord community. So if you want to get that, go to patreon.com/ForceCenter. We've got our own stuff going on, too. You can go to kennapsack.com for information and all mine. And Joseph, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw, and you can go to my website, josephscrimshaw.com, for all my other comedy adventures, my other podcast, Obsessed, and a bunch of comedy albums, a comedy book, all sorts of stuff on my website, josephscrimshaw.com.
Do it, my friends, do it. That is Star Wars Ranked for today. Thank you so much for letting us take a look at this figure line. We're happy you're here in Force Center Land. That's it for today. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.